This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Healthcare premiums being what they are, companies are trying to bring down costs by encouraging workers to get healthier, maybe picking up part of your gym membership or something. Today, we learned about a wellness plan with a twist. The pharmacy chain CVS is going to make employees disclose their weight and some other health benchmarks, or make them pay up to $600 a year more for health insurance. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has that story.
Companies are desperate to reduce skyrocketing health costs, and right now,
wellness is sort of the flavor of the month.
That's Soren Motka of RAND. CVS is just the latest to hop on the corporate wellness program bandwagon. Data-intensive wellness programs raise red flags for people like Dr. Deborah Peel, founder of Patient Privacy Rights. CVS says it won't see personal data, but Dr. Peel worries about the potential for abuse, and she scoffs at CVS's description of the program as voluntary.
How many people can afford to have $600 deducted from their paycheck every year? Not that many that I know of.
UCLA law professor Jill Horwitz recently studied company wellness programs. It's not clear they actually make workers healthier.
Even if they are able to change their behavior, the evidence is pretty mixed that those behavioral changes translate into changes in health status and then changes in health spending.
Soren Motka of RAND points out that even if wellness programs do work, the results won't always be immediately apparent.
If you change somebody's health-related behavior today, it may take quite a while until you see tangible savings in healthcare costs.
The worst consequences of unhealthy living may not show up until old age, when people are on Medicare, and we, the taxpayers, get stuck with the bill. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.